Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this day, the 12th day of May, 2021. So as I sit here in the studio, Rookie, and I look at this rather impressive bobblehead shelf.
Yeah, which we haven't added to for some time, by the way.
We're pretty much out of room, though. I don't know where we would put anything. But it got me thinking, you know, most of these were given to us, but where did they come from? For the most part, 95% or more were giveaways, though.
Oh, yeah.
We're giveaways, right, at games.
Yep.
And so I got me thinking, what is, like, the favorite thing you ever got at a game that maybe you found useful, that you used very often, or turned into something that was just...
A game day giveaway?
Yeah, at any stadium. Can you think of anything?
I can think of the first... When you mentioned that, the first thing came to my mind. Pow, just like that. Little kid, growing up, this is after we, before we moved to Colorado, we still lived in the Twin Cities,
mm-hmm.
Burnsville, Apple Valley borderline. Old World Hockey Association team, WHA, the
yep.
St. Paul Fighting Saints.
Okay.
Played at the St. Paul Civic Center with the clear glass and everything. They used blue pucks. They're, you know, they were blue, gold.
Oh, really?
Blue and gold were their primary colors.
No kidding.
And they used blue pucks with their logo on them. You know, because WHA was, you know, forward-thinking and trying to be creative,
right, like,
and all
ABA
that stuff.
Like the ABA or like the,
exactly.
AFL.
Yep, forward-thinking, trying to be creative, things of that nature. So they played with blue pucks, and they had blue puck giveaway night. And we went to a game, sat down fairly low, kind of on the glass, by the way, which, again, you could all the way see through, top to bottom.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. If
the
you
boards
look,
were clear?
The boards were clear.
Wow.
So I could see
that.
Your feet if you were across the ring,
sure,
from me.
Yeah.
Look at old highlights.
I will.
And they had puck giveaway night, and it was a blue St. Paul Fighting Saints puck.
And you used it?
I'm sure I did. Kept it, used it, played with it. But it was, it's one of the one giveaways
memorable.
That I remember, that I actually remember.
Got a couple that came to mind when I thought about the question.
And
they used for various reasons. For example, when I was younger... A little kid, they played professional soccer in Chicago, the NASL, the North American Soccer League. Remember?
Many Minnesota Kicks games.
Yeah, went to many Chicago Sting games.
Sure.
At Soldier Field. And whenever the Sting scored a goal, they used to throw out into the crowd these little soccer balls, little mm-hmm. Sting soccer balls. It was probably about the size
sure.
of a 12-inch softball. And... You know, back, there wasn't many people going to those games.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad was into soccer. He was a soccer coach. And so he was into soccer, and it was an easy ticket. It was a cheap ticket. And, you know, there was only a couple thousand people there. We'd go to Soldier Field several times and watch. So, basically, we got a lot of those.
Sure.
We had several of those Sting balls. And we used to use them for, we played this like a home run derby game. Just use a wiffle bat, but we used that ball as
sure.
our ball. And those things were just perfect for that purpose. So I remember those. But later in life, I got at a Cubs game one time a like a shaving kit bag, you know, like a toiletry
okay,
bag, travel
sure.
bag that was blue with the Cubs logo on it.
That was a giveaway?
It was a giveaway.
Wow.
It was kind of cheap plastic. It wasn't
sure.
leather or anything, but... I had that thing forever. I bet you I had that thing for 15 years before I finally lost it in the fire. But, yeah, that didn't make it out of the fire. But I had that forever. That was my toiletry bag. It got to the point where I was like, yeah, I'm a little older now. I should probably get a real one of these.
Sure.
You know? Sitting around my Cubs. My Cubs, toiletry bag, but that was one. And then I thought of a third one too that was very practical, that came in handy. When I lived in Missouri, I went to a Blues game one time, and it was ice scraper
sure,
night.
Give those away.
And I got a Blues ice scraper,
mm-hmm.
which I used until it broke.
Right.
So that was a very useful one, but memorable. There were others too that came to mind.
Yeah, most
for other reasons. One of my favorite giveaway incidences or stories, if you could call it that, was at a Cubs game when they were giving away. It was Randy Myers poster day when Randy Myers, one of the bad boys
bad
from
boys
the Reds,
Reds.
Came
yep.
to the Cubs and was the Cubs closer. It was Randy Meyer's poster
day. All the posters wound up on the field, didn't they?
He came out in the ninth, blew the save, and all the posters ended up on the field.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because nowadays I don't think they're as creative with game giveaways. Most everything is a bobblehead.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have six bobblehead days, and there'll be six different guys or what have you. And really, giveaway days are not creative anymore. And, you know, I'm not
sure. Because fans have ruined Bat Day, and they've ruined other things.
Right, because they throw them onto the
field,
right? Turn
into a weapon or get into a fight or
that's
whatever.
That's kind of part of the problem. They should give you. Quite honestly,
see, now, with
giveaway
per day at the Blues game, you got it on the way out.
Well, I was going to say, if you really think about it, fan giveaway day, they should give you the thing on the way out. Because, first of all, then you always have to carry it with you throughout the course of the game.
Yep.
Because you can't leave it at your seat, because if you do, somebody's going to take it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So it's really a pain in the ass when they give you the giveaway when you enter the stadium, because then you got to
lug it around.
With you everywhere.
Exactly.
Who wants that?
Right.
To do that.
Yep.
So they really should give it to you when you leave, and
up.
The other reason why is so it doesn't wind up on the field or the playing surface, the ice,
right.
The court, whatever it may be.
Exactly.
So they really should just give it to you when you leave. But for all practical purposes, though, giveaways have become uncreative from the standpoint that they're all typically bobbleheads now, which, all right, they're cool, and we love adding them to our shelf, and that's kind of awesome. But if you didn't work at a radio station, I don't think I would want a bobblehead, you know. If I go to a game and it's bobblehead, the thing I'm thinking of is bringing it to the station and putting it on the shelf. If I were not working in radio and we were doing that, I wouldn't want a bobblehead, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do with a bobblehead at home?
Right. Well, yeah. I had some that I just kept in the box or in a closet.
Right.
I didn't on display or anything.
And it's a lot like it was. It's funny how things shift. Like 20 years ago, maybe even longer, 90s probably. Beanie Babies were the big thing.
Yeah, I was going to bring those up.
Everybody
yeah.
gave away Beanie Babies.
Yep.
The Thai Beanie Babies.
Yep.
And that's all it was. And some people wouldn't even go to the game. They would go get the Beanie Baby and then just leave.
They were the hottest thing going.
Hottest thing going, yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. But again, not very creative. You'd have 10 all-fan giveaways and they'd all be Beanie Babies. Nothing,
well,
you know.
You want an example of creative?
Yeah.
When you went to the Hawks-Oilers game a couple years ago. What night was it?
Oh, it was Duncan Keith's dental floss dispenser night. It was.
Now, Duncan
I gave
Keith,
you one of those, did I
yeah,
not? Yeah,
exactly. And I have it in my bathroom right now. It's on the shelf
it's
in the bathroom.
It's funny that you say that. Gabby's like, can we get some floss to put this? Because now that their bathroom's redone, she's
oh,
put
sure.
all her things back. She's like, can we get floss? Because she's got one, too.
Well, what it is it's Duncan Keith, who, in case you didn't know, about... I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whatever, when they were making one of their playoff runs, Stanley Cup runs, he got hit in the face,
right.
He got hit in the mouth of the puck, and he lost like seven
right.
teeth.
Spit out some chiclets, as
yeah.
they say.
And, you know, of course, came back to play that night or the next game, because that's what hockey players do. But so they made this Duncan Keith dental floss dispenser. So it's basically his head. With a gap with a smile, and he's got a gap
his
in his
front teeth.
Teeth
are
his two front
out.
Teeth are missing, and you string the
floss
dental floss from behind, and you stick it through in his mouth, and then you can take it right out the mouth.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
And you brought me one because you got a couple of them, so you gave me an extra one. And I appreciate it, and I have it on display in my bathroom. I think it's one of the most creative giveaways I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Which, by the way, they could have given to us on the way out of the arena.
They could have, so you didn't have to lug it around all day.
Right.
But
that's it.
I'm thankful that you did because it ended up in my house. So, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have a lot of stuff to give away on the show, but sometimes we do. So you got to tune in to find out if you can get something. And it all starts at 6 a.m. It's the Bill and Rookie Experience Monday through Friday right here on The Fan.